And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 29th of November, 2011. It's the birthday of Bronson Alcott, 1799, and also the birthday of his daughter, Louisa May Alcott, 1832. Father, a transcendentalist philosopher, the daughter, the author of Little Women. Bronson Alcott founded a commune. It's called Fruitlands, became a vegan before there even was that word. But Fruitlands failed miserably, and Alcott got by on loans from others, including his friend Ralph Waldo Emerson. But the Alcotts were often without money. And when she was 15, Louisa said, "I will do something by and by, don't care what, anything to help the family, and I'll be rich and famous and happy before I die." Her first literary success was Little Women, and the money she made provided her father with his first financial security. But what she really loved was writing lurid gothic romances under the pen name A.M. Barnard. Bronson Alcott died March 4th, 1888. A few days before, he had told his daughter, "I am going up, come with me." She said, "I wish I could," and as it turned out, she died just 2 days later of a stroke at the age of 55. It was on this day, 1877, Thomas Edison demonstrated his new phonograph for the first time. It never occurred to him that people would ever want to play music on it. He thought he had invented a talking telegraph. It's the birthday of C.S. Lewis, born Belfast, 1898, who became an atheist in his teens, eventually returned to the church. He said, "I gave up Christianity at about 14, came back to it when getting on for 30. Not an emotional conversion, almost purely philosophical. I didn't want to. I'm not in the least a religious type. I want to be let alone, to feel I'm my own master. But since the facts seemed to be just the opposite, I had to give in." Author of The Chronicles of Narnia, which he wrote to introduce Christian themes to children. Here's a poem for today by Len Roberts, Learning Animals and Insects in Third Grade. I could hear the horse neigh in that third grade class, its big head poked over the picture's white picket fence, while Sister told us the old useless ones were sent to Alpo or Zweiger's glue factory on Cherry Road, each of us looking around to see if it was true, seeing all kinds of snakes sloughing their skins and bats hanging by their claws in the dark caves underground, a giant turtle on its back, gasping for breath, as we sat straight at our desks and yelled out which ones lay eggs, which ones bore their young, listening to the whales as they circled the globe, listening to Ray Martineau's asthmatic breathing that fell like the falling snow, shh, shh, against the dripping window. One of every kind of beast circling us, all their eyes mirroring our eyes back, except for the ants, who never stop tunneling into their glass-caged earth, busy from the second our lights went on with their tunnels that went sideways and up and down, sudden small pockets of silence in which they passed along the shadowed, erratic trails that dead-ended against invisible walls and then doubled back again and again in that late upstate New York winter day. A poem by Len Roberts, Learning Animals and Insects in Third Grade, from Counting the Black Angels, published by the University of Illinois Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses use email marketing with social media to reach more customers in more places. Online at constantcontact.com. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.